Panic at the Disco, Triple M, Jane Dave for breakfast. It's Thursday morning of the all-new 100% electric Nissan Leaf. Wow. Available at North Jacqueline today. Needed coffee. 19 degrees is the current temp. Going for tops of 23.
Look, today's the day you want to catch up with a mate and say, mate, how you doing? Are you okay? It is Are You Okay Day. And from Are You Okay Day, the CEO, Catherine Newton, joins us. Hello, Catherine.
Hello, good morning.
Well, we're just talking off the air with yourself. A very busy day day-to-day for yourself. Are You Okay Day 2019. Every year, we always get more and more coverage on Are You Okay Day, and I think it's something that's pretty important to be talking about, isn't it?
That's right. And what we know now, and the pleasing thing we're seeing, is that people are saying, okay, I know, are you okay? But what signs am I looking for? How do I know I need to start the conversation? And importantly, well, what do I do if they say, no, I'm not okay?
That's a big one, especially for blokes. You know, like if a bloke actually says, no, I'm not doing so well, that's a massive sign.
What is a step, though? What do you do?
Well, after you've asked, and I've just then will put here that a great way of starting the conversation is to let someone know what you've noticed. You can say, look, I've noticed that you've been saying these things, or you've been doing these things, or look, I know you're just going through a big life event at the moment, and I care about you and I'm worried about you. Are you okay? I mean, you've got to give time to listen to the answer. That's the next step. You've got to be able to listen. And listen without judgment. This isn't about you. It's about them. So give them the time and space to be heard. That might be all that's needed. They might just need your ears and be able to get it off their chest. But if professional support is needed, try and encourage them to take some action towards getting some help. Maybe suggest they see the doctor or talk to their manager. Maybe you could go online together and have a look at some of the symptoms, perhaps, that they're describing. Or you could even suggest that they call Lifeline. You know, it's 3 a.m. if they don't want to wake you up, but they want to want to talk to somebody else. And then after that, you need to check in. You know, let them know that you're still there. You know, sometimes these things don't go away overnight, and it's important that people know that you're there with them for the long haul.
Now, when it comes to, and I'm going to focus on the guys here especially, because, you know, we're more susceptible to taking our own lives.
Well, we don't tend to open up as much as what the ladies do.
Yeah, exactly. Is it worth going to a mate that you may think that's struggling at the time, just say, hey, do you want to go out for a drink or something like that, and then just start talking at the bar or something?
Definitely. It's about where are they going to feel comfortable? What's a good space for them, and what's a good time for them? And so sometimes it might be easier to have a conversation while you're doing something else, maybe on a drive, maybe playing sport, maybe on a walk or a run. So sometimes it can be that bit more of that relaxed environment that's where they're going to be comfortable, that they might actually take that moment to say, you know what, no, I'm not okay. No, thanks for asking, and you can have that chat.
I think what you said before was a good point as well. It's not about us, it's about them. And sometimes you know, the issues that we have in our lives, and we might look at somebody else's problem and say, oh, that's not even a huge problem. But when they're in that moment, it is for them, and that's why those, you know, few words are so important. Are you okay?
So. That's right, you know, because we've all kind of been there, haven't we? Things can pile up, things can feel like they're getting really on top of us, and you're right, if we can help the small things, if we can stop the small things becoming big things, if we can say to someone, I know you've got a lot on your plate right now, is there anything I can do? Then it really can make a difference to someone. They can feel supported.
Yeah. All right, beautiful. Look, Catherine, there's going to be plenty of coverage on this over the course of the day on TV, but what's the website that someone can go to help a mate out, or go and get your own information and find out what's going on?
You can head to areyouok.org.au, and today we've also launched a voice activation app with Google Home or Google Apps, so you can say, hey Google, talk to Are You Okay Mate, and it'll take you through some conversation scenarios just to help build people's confidence and give them a few more tips about how to navigate the conversation if someone does say they're struggling.
The minute you just said, hey Google, everyone's Google Homes around the country and it's just turned on right now.
Well, that's good. That's
exactly good. Right. It's getting the conversation started. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it, and we'll certainly pass that information on to all of our listeners. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
See you later. And if you're not okay, you can also get some help, like Catherine said, from the great work that the Lifeline do, 13, 11, 14.
So. We're getting out today as well to say good day to the team at BHP and Padgett as well.
Talking about our struggles over the years gone by. If you're not okay, please seek help, and everybody is there for you as we head for our top today around 23 degrees. And rock set right now, Triple M.
Hold on tight. You know she's a little bit dangerous.